No place highlighted the country's conflicting moods more than Florida. Footage of crowded beaches spread. Shutting down spring break proved difficult. Some students, high on sunshine and beers and obliviousness, relied on their youth as a shield and ignored warnings they could carry the virus back to their parents and grandparents. It's like this thing blew up in my face, said Parker Sims, a student from the University of Kentucky, who came to Fort Lauderdale last Saturday with 50 friends and big plans. It blew up during my spring break week. In the debate between economics and epidemiology, local officials generally took the side of money and revelry. Late in the week, though, many joined the shutdown trend. By Thursday, the beach in Fort Lauderdale was eerily empty, save for stacked chairs and lifeguard towers. A cluster of college students with roller bags and floppy straw hats walked toward a waiting SUV headed to the airport. Not all beachgoers were young people. A retired doctor and self-described metal detectorist named Larry Aguirre, age 68, from Columbus, Ohio, had been in Florida since December. On Thursday, on Clearwater Beach, he found four rings, two of which he believed were gold, plus a handful of coins, aluminum cans, pull tabs, and bottle caps. Mr. Aguirre said he and his wife keep distance from others and wear gloves and masks in grocery stores. He was not happy to learn that the beach was closing Friday night. The beach is my life, and without the beach, it's like, why be in Florida, he said. I might as well go back home and sequester myself in my house in Columbus, Ohio. Formal gatherings like funerals and weddings were canceled or reconsidered. At a backyard wedding near Anaheim, California on Saturday night, a DJ named Amanda B. was so nervous about performing that she did not shake the groom's hand or let anyone touch her microphone. In Brooklyn, Hasidic Jews defied isolation orders and held weddings. Others continued gathering for prayer. In Fort Lauderdale, Florida, a wedding planned for late March was expedited and shrunk. Charlotte J. and Blake Parker, both age 29, called their rabbi, invited a dozen close relatives to Mr. Parker's parents' condo, and rushed to get ready. Clorox wipes and hand sanitizer greeted guests on an outdoor terrace. Mr. Parker's mother played the Beatles, All You Need Is Love, on her cell phone. The wedding planner live-streamed the ceremony to the 225 original guests. My dad and I sanitized our hands, linked arms, and walked down the aisle, Ms. J. said. We didn't even hug or kiss. My dad elbow bumps Blake. Then he elbow bumps me.